Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the 21st day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumos, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Yud. Ein Tormin, Midovar Shnigmar Malachtoi, Al Dovar Shalo Nigmar Malachtoi. One cannot take Truma from something that's completed its process for food that's not completed its process. For example, taking produce that's been already smoothed over into a big pile, it's called Meruch HaKri. At that point, it's considered Chaim, it's considered already finished, for something that's Lo Nigmar Lachtei, for something that has not yet completely processed. V'loi midavar shelo nigmar malachtei, al davar shenigmar malachtei, nor vice versa. One cannot take from produce that hasn't been smoothed over into a pile as truma for produce that has already been smoothed over into a pile. Nor can you take truma using produce that's not completed its process for produce that has not been completed its process. And that's because it says in the Pasuk, Kadogon min hagoiren, like the grain from the threshing floor, like the produce min hayokev from the presses. From here we learn that you can only take truma from gomer ala gomer, from what's completed, for something that's completed. V'im tormu, if however they did take truma from that which was completed, for something that's not completed, or vice versa, or for something that's not gomor, on something that is also not gomor, then b'di'eved trumos and truma, we will say after the event, okay, well the truma will pass. However, we have a Mishnah in Mishnah Dalad that says, which we learned earlier, that if you take truma from olives for oil or from grapes for wine, the truma is not a truma. So why there are we so strict? And here we have some of Oshim explain that with olives and grapes, there's a big tircha, there's a bother for a kind to press and to get the grapes into the wine or the olives into the oil. And that would be a loss for the kohen. It's a hafzid for the kohen. So therefore the chachamim were stricter. And they said, no, even b'di'avad, the truma will not be a truma. Whereas other fruits, other than olives and grapes, where there isn't such a tircha, such a bother for the kohen, then that's where our Mishnah comes and says, b'di'avad, the truma will pass. It'll be a truma. This is one way of reconciling the Mishnais. This is how Chizkiyah learns it in the Yerushalmi. There is another opinion in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan, who argues. And he said, no, there's no difference between olives and grapes and produce such as in our Mishnah. Aye, why is our Mishnah so strict? And says that with produce that's not completed, for produce that is completed, then it is a truma. And the previous Mishnah was so strict with the case of olives and grapes. And Rabbi Yochanan, the explanation there is as follows. Some say that in Mishnah Dalad, where he gave the olives as truma for oil or the grapes as truma for wine, that was done without the Kohen's approval or without the Kohen's knowledge even about it. So then we say, no, you're causing such a bother for the Kohen, we're not going to let your truma pass even b'di'avad. Our Mishnah is talking about a case. Yes, he took truma from something that's not complete, hasn't been completed the process, for something that is complete process, but he did it mida'as ha-kohen. He did it with the kohen knowing about it. Because sometimes the kohen might prefer maybe to have the grapes or the olives rather than have the oil and the wine. And for that reason, the truma is a truma. However, even then, lechatchila, he shouldn't do it, even with the kohen's consent, because he might do it another time without the kohen's consent. And that's how Rabbi Shimshon and the Rosh answer our Mishnah, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the way Rabbi Yochanan would answer it. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. It says in the Torah, V'ani hine nasati lecha es mishmeres trumosai. Hashem declares that the Kohenim are going to get trumosai, my trumos, plural. The rabbis learned from here that the Torah gives the Kohen two trumas. One, a truma that is tahora, that is hopefully kept pure, but also truma that became tameh. Even if it became tamei before he separated truma from it, doesn't matter. You have to separate the owner, the landowner has to separate the truma, even in a state of truma, if it is tamei, and give that also to the kohen. Every truma is given to the kohen. That's the force of the word truma, samai trumais, both truma tahora and tamei. So what does the kohen do with truma that is tamei? Can't eat it. So if it's oil, he can use it for burning and heating his house. If it's grain, he can use that also for fuel for his oven or for baking, you know, for using it as fuel. Our Mishnah is going to tell us, though, that if a person has produce which is tahora, and he has produce that is tamea, and they're both tevel, they both are chayiv, and they both haven't been a truma taken from them, you cannot take truma from the tahor one for the produce that's tamei. Even though you may think, oh, well, I want to give the truma that's only tahor to the kohen. I want to give him more benefit. Still can't do it. You can only take truma from the tahora for the tahora, and for the tamei produce for the tamei produce. Says the Mishnah, Ein termin mitahor ala tamei. One cannot take truma from produce that's tahor for produce that's tamei. What's the reason for this? The reason is because there is a halacha. Ein mafrishin truma gedola en mina mukuf. You're only allowed to take truma when you separate the truma. It has to be close by to the tvua, to the produce that was of tevel. So, for example, if a person had 50 kilos of wheat in one house and 50 kilos of wheat in the other house, he's not allowed to take from one of those houses to take 2 kilos for the whole 100. Which would be the right quantity? That's one fiftieth, two kilos out of 100 kilos. But the problem is that it's not being taken mina mukaf. You're not taking it from directly close from the produce that you want to take a truma for. For this reason, because of this halacha, that you have to take truma right next to the produce that you're taking it for. From here, that's where the rabbis got this gezeira. They made a gezeira. We will not allow anyone to take truma from tohor produce for tamei produce. Why? Because we are worried that as the owner or the landowner will be so careful that the truma, which is tamei, should not touch the truma that's tohor. As a result of the precautions that he will take, he will come to take truma, not minamukaf. He won't come to truma from the produce. Says the Mishnah, so that's the main reason. It's a gzera, not to take truma from truma. Minatara, of course, it would work, but the rabbi said, don't do it. However, v'im tomo, if b'di'avad, they did take truma from the tohar produce, for the tamei produce, trumas and truma, the truma will still be a truma after the event. B'di'avad. Be'emes Omru. Now, this expression Be'emes Omru means it's an accepted halacha. It's how the Bavli learns. Whenever it says Be'emes, it means this is an accepted halacha. Yerushalmi say that whenever it says Be'emes, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And some say the Yerushalmi doesn't really mean it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, but it's accepted so clearly or so authoritatively as if it was halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Either way, what did they say? They said, "Ha'igel shel tevela." If you have a circle of pressed figs, so figs that are pressed together in the shape of a circle, shenitma miktsasai. Part of the circle, part of the figs, became tamei. And the halacha is that even though the figs are squashed and pressed against each other, nevertheless they're not considered like one entity as far as tuma. And therefore, even though part of those figs are tamei, we will not say that the whole cake is tamei. It's only the figs that were actually touched by tuma, and providing, of course, that the liquid holding them together is fruit juice and not water, not one of the seven liquids that is machshav kabel tuma, and that's why they're not considered. The figs, although pressed together, are not considered one entity. So, what did they say in such a circumstance? They said, Toireim min ha-toher she-yesh-boi ala tamei she-yesh-boi. Then they said, since it's one gush, it's one block, a part of which is tamei, part of which is toher, they said in that situation you could take some of the figs in this circle of dates, of figs, and take a few of the figs of the that are toher, and give it as truma gedola for the whole cake of pigs, of figs, even for the part that's tamei. V'chein aguda shel yarek, and so also a bunch of vegetables, even though it's not squashed together as tightly as the cake of pressed figs. There too, if you have a bunch of vegetables and part of the bunch became tamei, you can take truma from the tohor part for the tamei part that's there. V'chein arema, similar if you have a pile of grain, even though it's all one in one. It's not bound together like a bunch of vegetables. It's just independent millions of little grains. Nevertheless, if some of it became tamei, you can take truma from the Torah part of it for the tamei part of it. This is all under be'emes amra, they said. Hoyu shnei igulim, if however there were two separate cakes of pressed figs, or shtei agudois, two separate bundles of vegetables, or shtei remes, or two piles of grain, achas tamei of achas tohera, one that was tamei, one that was tohera, since they are two separate cakes of pressed figs, or two separate bunches, or two separate piles of grain, loy yisra mizalza. Then they said, do not take truma from the tohera for the tamei. Rabbi Eliezer says, he disagrees, and he says, tormin min ator ala tamei. He says you can take truma from that which is tohor for produce that is tamei. And we are not worried at all that he'll come to be take truma shalom in a mukaf if it's not from the produce that's not next to it. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha is like the Tanakama, that one cannot take truma. The rabbis banned it, taking truma from tohor produce for tohor may produce for the reasons we outlined before.